So here they are, more fun than a bunch of Vancouverites. Oh, wait, they are Vancouverites. Please welcome Tiller's Folly.
My name is Chuck Stewart, I'm a kind of gun man, a roving young fellow I've been. So be easy and free when you're drinking with me, I'm a man you won't meet every day. I'm a piper by trade, a fine roving blade, and as many a tune I can play. So be easy and free when you're drinking with me, I'll man you won't meet every day. I have acres of land and men I command, and I've always a shilling to spare. So be easy and free when you're drinking with me, I'm a man you won't meet every day. Catch while the hours and the minutes that fly, and we'll share them together this day. So be easy and free when you're drinking with me, I'm a man you won't meet every day. No, I'm a man you won't meet every day.
Oh, thank you very much. That's off a CD, came out a couple of years ago, called Buckin' Bluegrass, and it was kind of inspired by a couple of tours over to Scotland. And we sort of took some North American fiddle and mandolin music and some traditional Scottish music and kind of stuck them together. And we'd like to do a song for you right now, one of the most famous of the Bothy ballads, a little piece called The Barnyards of Dalgetty.
That's our set list. If anyone finds it, please return it to the stage.
Tara Market, Tara Market, far to fay. I fell in with a wealthy farmer, the barn yard of Dalgetty. He promised me the ain best mare ever I set my eyes upon. When I got to the barnyard, there was nothing there but skin and bones. Intonati, Toranati, Intonati, Toranay, Intonari, Laranlau, in the barn yard of Dalgetty. I come down the Kirk on Sunday, money's a bonny lass I see, sitting by her mother's side, and waking her views on me. Lang Jean Scott, she makes my bed, you can see the marks on my shin. She's the carcel cricket shot, who fills my bag of prickly rhymes. Into Nanny,
Dora Nanny,
into Nanny,
Dora Nanny,
into Nanny,
Dora Nanny,
in the barn,
yard to Dalgetty.
I sheared my first horse, nor tie the foot of the barony. My master was wrecked till the fifth. The labels I lose my fee. Rennie's work as seldom or can run his wages is, but smart when he draws a double strict, and that does greedy words to bar into nanny,
Doranani,
into nanny,
Dorane,
into Lauren, Lauren, Lauren,
in the barn yard to Delgate.
Tug my snutters fairly on the wane. Fare you well, you barnyard, but you never hear me here again. Into nanny,
Doranani,
into nanny,
Doranani,
into Lauren,
Lauren, Lauren,
in the barnyard to tell the tea. Into nanny,
Doranani,
into nanny,
Doranani,
into Lauren, 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 in the
barnyard to tell the tea.
Get some more monitor, please, on the fiddle.
All right, now, so you said we're from Vancouver and area. Anyone here from Vancouver? Canada? Up there? Okay, well, you'll recognize a place called the Pitt River. Pitt River. It doesn't sound particularly appealing, but growing up in Port Coquitlam, the Pitt River was a real beautiful place to spend my Friday and Saturday nights as a teenager. And Sundays occasionally. A little place called Chatham Reach. I spent a lot of time. Decided to write a song about it, and it's off an upcoming album we're going to be releasing about the end of August, beginning of September. This song is called Chatham Reach. Along Chatham Reach, my memory wanders still, gaze upon the splendor, her shorelines and her peaks, painter's dream of heaven, to my soul she speaks. The spring breaks through down on Chatham Reach. Ever since my younger days, I have loved your misty shores, and stare out from the tall grass, smell the sweetness on your breeze. Night around the fire, we would gather on the beach with friends I knew down on Chatham Reach. And ever steeped in mystery, our legends would unfold. Starwood men who met their end in search of Slumach's gold. Haunted by the ghost of Louis B. Sweet mystery, and it calls to me. Hey!
Babylon fall. A starwood man who met their end in search of Slimak's gold. And ever still I'm haunted by the ghost of Louis B. Sweet mystery, and it calls to me. Now winter brings its bitter chill, my breath hangs in the air. The frost has turned the tall grass to the color of my hair. My time is done, my race is run, of a longing I have felt. To linger still down on Chatham Reach. I will linger still down on Chatham Reach.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much. We like to do one of those songs right now. It's a song about a gentleman who came over to the New World to Canada 200 years ago to work for the Hudson's Bay Company. And when he tired of the fur trade, he retired in beautiful Victoria. The home he built there is the oldest standing residence in British Columbia. This gentleman, one of the great early pioneers, his name was John Todd.
Last evening, I had a dream. I met John Todd down the Old Bay Road. But also on a Hudson's Bay trader with upside a grin, no tattered clothes. He left his home from the Vale of Lennon. He left Starnawa on the Edward and on. Across the great ocean in 1811 came Hudson's Bay into Rupert's Land. I try to imagine the span of a lifetime, riddled with peril, unmolded by change. He could recall with fond reflection the youthful adventures of his former days. And where are you now, my Hudson's Bay brothers? Oh, where are you now, my comrades of old? James Marie Gale and Edward of Manger, hit with the cayuse and carriers bold. He thought how they fought with those valiant Nor'westers. Long the Saskatchewan, long, long ago, came to this place called New Caledonia, a land of promise with riches untold. My dream ends, turn to look back, and I see a procession that bangs down the road. 28 carriages draped in black crape, as the world bids adieu. Oh, John Todd, I try to imagine the span of a lifetime, riddled with peril, unloaded by chains. He could recall with fond reflection adventures of his former days. Now try to imagine the span of a lifetime, riddled with battle, unmounted by change. He could recall with fond reflection youthful adventures of his former days. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, we're just about to release our sixth CD, and it's a little bit of a departure from our sort of Celtic roots, but not too far. Here's a song I wrote for my daughter, Erin, about 4 years ago when she was just 4 years ago, when she was just 6 years old. Well, maybe that's 3 years ago, something like that. Anyhow, it's called Irish Rose.
She pours the coffee in my cup. She's soft and newly sprung in tune, like a melody sweetly played in tune. My Irish rose, sweetest flower that grows. My Irish rose. Well, it's shame on, shame on, shame on me. She wounds with a tear, fascinates me. She sometimes makes me hate the things I do. My rose so blue, my Irish rose, sweetest flower that grows. I've never loved another so pretty one that I adore. My Irish rose, down the lonely road of you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bruce Coughlin.
Okay, I can do one.
A couple more?
Yeah, we got time for just two more, so pick one.
Go ahead and do one more, I'll end with that.
Okay, sure, awesome. Yeah, okay, let's do River.
Okay.
All right. Here's a little song about stuff happening and the way things tend to, what goes around comes around and all that sort of thing. So that's why it's raining on you right now. Somewhere in your life, you did something, maybe unknowingly, something that's maybe slighted somebody or put them off. Perhaps you...
Or you did something really good, like, you know, you planted a flower and it was dry out, and now it's raining. So, yay! Yeah, because we love the weather here. You know, I had friends back east. They said, so what the heck's it like out there where you live, Nolan, near Seattle? And I went, Well, it's 9 months of rain and 3 months of amnesia.
Seen it boil and churn till I was swept deep inside. What you gonna do when it all sinks in? No one's there to throw you a line, and now it's sink or swim in the river so wide. Well, I've never been lost in a forest so deep. Never stepped such a treacherous path or seen a fall so steep. I was standing alone when the wolves closed in. If you're ever gonna get out of this, you better see it on trip in the forest so deep. And time will grind down the hardest hill. When every dog has had its day, never once dreamed there would come a day when the people I call my friends could just turn, walk away. You could go on believing the worst, but then it's all you'll see. You could spread your rumors around and point your fat finger at me. No, it's all right. I stare at the clear blue sky. Till I was sweat deep inside. What you gonna do when it all falls in? Though you hit a rock bottom, boy, you better know how to swim. The river's so wide. Yeah, that river's so wide.
Well, I see warming up in the bullpen. Look at that. Look at that. A guy I'd only hope to see on my telephone. All right. Well, we are Tiller's Folly. We're going to finish off with a little tune by the late, great Vassar Clemens. We're going to leave you and head up back north where it's nice and warm.
Please come and buy a CD over there.
Please come and buy a CD. We could use the gas money. It's 140 miles back. We're going to feature Nolan over here. This is Lawrence Knight on the electric bass guitar. South Surrey. From Birch Bay, Washington, on the fiddle and mandolin, Nolan Murray.
And from Maple Ridge, British Columbia, Mr. Bruce Coughlin.